This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Not even gravity contains humanity when we explore as one for all.
It was a spectacular launch of the SpaceX rocket just minutes ago from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, with the fiery engines turning night into day. The four astronauts on board will spend the next 27 hours catching up with the International Space Station. This is the first operational flight for the spacecraft. Two astronauts launched aboard the rocket on a test flight earlier this year. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday briefly acknowledged losing the U.S. election in a morning Twitter post, but then backtracked, saying he concedes nothing and vowing to keep up a court fight that election law experts say is unlikely to succeed. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. He repeated several baseless claims about the vote, which state and federal officials say was safe and secure. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press, if the president's prepared to begin to recognize that reality, that's positive, but adds Trump's Twitter feed doesn't make Joe Biden president or not president. The American people did that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Turkey's president said he favors a permanent two-state division of Cyprus during a visit Sunday to the breakaway Turkish-held north. It was condemned as a provocative move by the internationally recognized Greek-speaking South. The European Union's foreign policy chief criticized the Turkish leader's visit. This is VOA News. The leader of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region confirmed on Sunday that his forces had fired rockets at the airport in Eritrea's capital. It's a major escalation that raises fears of a wider war in the Horn of Africa region. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Mengistop Abrakai says he doesn't know where his children are, with at least 20,000 others, according to the United Nations, he's fled Ethiopia's Tigray region. Amid an escalating conflict in which it has been claimed neighboring Eritrea is now involved. At the Sudanese border town of Hamdayet, Mengistab says he ran from looting, stealing, and killing. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent the military into Tigray after accusing forces there of attacking the national army. Sunday, Tigray's leader, Debretsion Gebru Mekel, accused neighboring Eritrea of also sending in tanks and thousands of troops and said his forces had retaliated with rockets fired at the Eritrean capital.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Germany is warning its anti-coronavirus measures will likely stay in place for several months. This is a top scientist behind vaccine efforts is hoping life can return to normal by next winter. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
Professor Ugur Sahin, chief executive of Germany's BioNTech, says it's absolutely essential to have a high vaccination rate before next autumn to ensure a return to normal life next winter. Sahin says if everything continues to go well, BioNTech will start to deliver the vaccine end of this year, beginning of next year. Pfizer and BioNTech said last week that interim results showed the vaccine was 90% effective in preventing people from getting ill from COVID-19, though they don't yet have enough information on safety and manufacturing quality. Zaria Shackley, London.
The news comes as the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reports more than 54 million coronavirus cases have been confirmed around the world as of Sunday. Peru's interim president resigned Sunday, just 5 days after taking office, sparking celebrations in the capital, Lima. National protests have persisted, calling for the removal of Manuel Merino after parliament ousted his popular predecessor. Merino stepped down shortly after a congressional session called on him to resign after two people were killed in protests against his opponent. Top-ranked Dustin Johnson shook off an early stumble to win the Masters Golf Tournament in record-setting fashion on Sunday, capturing his second major title. The 36-year-old American, who grew up only an hour's drive north of Augusta National, became the first reigning world number one to grab the green jacket since Tiger Woods in 2002. This is VOA News.